This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We should know as early as today specific details about how the Trump administration plans to curb new immigration from seven Middle Eastern countries. It's part of a wider hardening of borders, including the start on the new wall with Mexico. Mr. Trump has in the past called for tougher rules on H-1B visas, which allow U.S. companies to employ graduate-level workers in some skilled occupations. Sally Herships reports from Bangalore on whether some of the best and brightest in India are having second thoughts about coming to the U.S.
When you think foreign students in the U.S., Malari Gopalakrishna is exactly the kind of guy you might be imagining. He's 31, Indian, and doing a postdoc in materials engineering. He's not in the States now, but when it comes to working or studying there, Krishna says he would be on board.
If I get an opportunity, definitely I will go there. I will learn the new things. I will do good things. Then I will come back.
For now, Krishna's at the Indian Institute of Science in Bangalore. It's kind of like an Indian MIT. We're at the cafeteria. It looks a lot like a school in the States. Those metal chairs that scrape the floor, students in backpacks checking their phones. But the women here are wearing long pink, purple, and yellow scarves, and it's warm. The Trump administration has talked about making the H-1B visa process, the kind the science and tech students all around us would need to land a job in the U.S. tougher. And there's another problem.
There's also been an anti-immigration stance connected with Donald Trump.
About that, but I heard that he likes Indians.
Yeah.
Nearby, 25-year-old Kosar Reza, a PhD candidate in chemistry, is sitting with friends. He says he's heard something else.
I have seen only on social networking, Facebook, the kind of like we only want pure white, this and that.
Still, he says, when it comes to studying in the U.S.,
You want to go.
I'll try.
The students in the cafeteria here say American schools are good, and so is getting paid in dollars instead of rupees. But these are STEM students, science, technology, engineering, and math. They know the tech industry is booming, and they are in demand. After they graduate, they get 3 years to find an employer to give them a job and a visa in the U.S. Other students typically get one. So that, plus the threat of tighter visa restrictions, means...
Basically, back in India, if I talk to my friends, everyone is telling me, man, you are screwed.
Neharika Swarup is 27. She's getting a master's degree at George Washington University Law School. She says if she had known the outcome of the election, she would have stayed in India.
Yeah, it would have made absolute sense because I was working in India. I was working there for 3 years.
Now, Swarup says, after she graduates in May, getting a job in law might be impossible. So she's frantic, rushing to try to figure out how to stay in the U.S. And 8,000 miles away, sitting in a metal chair in a school cafeteria, Kosar Reza says he'd like to try to come to the U.S. Maybe, he says, all the people there don't hold the same views as the president they elected. In Bangalore, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.